Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, June the 17th, 2022. I am Thungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are continuing the conversation around the escalating political tensions and violence in Zimbabwe following the kidnapping and alleged murder of CCC activist Mo Blessing Ali, whose mutilated body was recovered on Saturday from a well near the homestead of a suspected killer, Pansi Jamba. Jamba appeared in court today charged with murder. Also, the CCC says another activist, Edison Chinembiri, was murdered in Zengeza on Tuesday following tensions at the funeral wake of Mo Blessing. In both tragic incidents, the opposition is blaming ZANU-PF, but the ruling party is pushing back, saying it had nothing to do with the killings. In fact, ZANU-PF says these were not politically motivated. And that's what the police are saying as well, at least in the Mo Blessing Ali case. Another CCC activist, Langelihle Dube, was killed in Bulawayo in a midnight home raid 2 weeks ago. And again, the police are saying no foul play. In Lupane, Matabelele North, the opposition also says an activist was abducted and tortured by ZANU-PF supporters working with the CIO on Wednesday, but they denied the allegations. In another development, CCC MPs Job Sikala and Godfrey Sithole were back in court for a bail hearing today, with prosecutors opposing their release. The two were arrested 2 weeks ago, 2 days ago, rather, accused of inciting public violence in Nyatsime, in which police say more than 20 homes were destroyed. The two deny the charges. And the question we are asking tonight is, are we as a country descending into political violence ahead of the 2023 general elections? Are we on a slippery slope? Lingabali chona njani kwa ziwae vatereri kusangana ukumochirongwa chenyu. Nasi itiriku kurukura ne nyaya ye mirishonga kana kuti political violence iyo ya funya chisero munyika takaona pachi uraiwa nengo ye CCC Mo Blessing Ali ne anofungizirwa kuti inengo ye ZANU-PF Pansi Jamba uyo akasungwa nezuro uyezwe amiswa pamberi pedare ramagistrate nasi achipomerwa mhosva yekuuraya. Asi vezanu-PF vari kuramba kuti Jamba inhengo yavo, uye vari kuti kuurawa kwaMo Blessing hakunei nekuita nenyaya dzezvematongero enyika. Izvo zviri kutaurawo nemapurisa. Asi veCCC vari kudzika madziro vari kuti haiwa, ZANU-PF nemapurisa vari kutiza chokwadi. Chokwadi chiripo apa, according to the CCC, ndechekuti this was a politically motivated killing. Vari kuti zveve CCC pane nhengo yavo yakaurayiwa nemusi wechipiri, Edison Chinembiri kuZengeza uko, mushure mebata murefu bata mufupi akaitika kwa Mo Blessing Ali, apo kwa kanga kwa kaungana vanhu vachi chema nemhuri yake. Saka mvunzo atiri kuvunza nhasi ndewekuti nyika yatanga here, uku kwakutanga kwemhirizhonga here, sezvo takunanga kusarudzo dza 2023. Ilo utaba isingalozi hlobo esithandekayo lamhla, utaba lodlakela esibona ngani soludlondlobala elizweni. Umbuzo omkhulu ungowokuthi lungaba soluqalile yini udlame njengoba sibhekane lokhetho luka 2023 nje. Siyazi esikhathini esinengi nxa kulokhetho eZimbabwe kuvame ukuba lohlakela olunengi. Abanengi lizakhumbula ukuthi kubulawe ilunga le Triple C uMo Blessing Ali ebulawa ngumsolwa onakanelwa ukuthi nguye mpela owathatha umphefumulo wakhe uJamba. Igama lakhe kungupayasi yena obotshwe izolo. Abe-Triple C bathi uMo Blessing ubulewe ngezizathu zombusazwe. Kodwa abezanu PF bathi kabalani lalesi sehlakalo, bayakulandula njalo ukuthi baba lesandla ekubulaweni kwelinye ilunga njalo le-Triple C. U-Edson Chinembiri obikwa ebulewe ezengeza ngolwesibili ebusuku. Kulandela ukugijimisana okwaba khona esililweni sikaJamba lapho abezanu PF ababikwa babuya baxotsha abantu bathi bayekhalela kathana hathi enyathimbe. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje sihlobo esithandekayo, sile ngcwethi kwezombusazwe kanye lani balaleli. Siza kuba sithatha incingo zenu sisizwa imbono yenu. Abezanu PF, abe-Triple C, labamanye amabandla kasi soze sibe labo lamhlanje ngoba iside isikhathi sikhuluma labo. Lamhlanje sifuna ukuzwa kungcwethi kundaba zombusazwe kanye lakini balaleli ukuthi lilubona njani udaba lodlakela lolu. And joining us tonight, our first guest is Professor Ricky Munyarazi Mukonza. Professor, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Mtungameli. Good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so very much for joining us. The question on many people's mind is this an escalation and how do we de-escalate?
My view is that indeed we are seeing an escalation of violence in the run-up to the 2023 elections. We know for a fact that the ruling party ZANU-PF has a history of using violence as a method of, ensuring that it remains in power. This we should trace it back to the pre-independence period during the liberation struggle. When ZANU-PF got into power, it did not change its tactics. It used violence. We know of the Gukurahundi incidences. We know of the subsequent elections when MDC was formed in 2000. We know how violence was used to fight political battles. We know in 2008 how violence was used, particularly in the run-up elections that we had in 2008 June. We also know that the transfer of power from President Mugabe to President Mnangagwa was not done peacefully. There was violence. Professor Jonathan Moyo articulated as one of the participants in that transition, articulated how violence was used in that instance. So we are beginning to see traces again of the use of violence in trying to settle a political contest. So my prediction is that we are going to see more of these. And you see, Tungameli, my worry is if it's happening in the urban areas like this, how much more should we expect in the rural areas?
And that's an important question there, Professor. And what exactly should be done? I saw a statement from the churches the other day calling on the Human Rights Commission and the Peace and Reconciliation Commission, calling on them to get involved and intervene because they are warning that the country might descend into a very dangerous situation.
Indeed, the country is descending into a dangerous situation, but I don't want to sound pessimistic, Ntungamili, but nothing can stop ZANU-PF from using violence. We have seen how even international pressure has not stopped the ZANU-PF from using violence. And I don't see them stopping using it now. Even if the churches were to intervene, even if all the civic society bodies were to intervene, I don't see, because, you know, what makes ZANU-PF, you know, cling on to violence as a tool in this political contest is that it knows that without the use of violence, it will not win elections. So to tell them not to use violence is tantamount to telling them to say go into an election where you are likely to lose. I think it's also difficult on their part to let go of the use of violence.
Prof, I know in a situation like this, the biggest victim, of course, people have died, people die, but another victim, we have seen the police denying Kutipane political motive, we have seen ZANU-PF denying. And when coming to the circumstances zemhiri zhonga yakaitika musi wechipiri iyo yakaita kuti kuzosungwa vachopsikala navasitole vezanupf vari kuti vanhu vakapisa imba yenhengo yavo ndevetriple c uyezve vakazopaza dzimwe dzimba zvakare dzinodarika 20 here sekutaura kwemapurisa. Saka, who is telling the truth here? Because where ZANU-PF vari kuti dzimba dzakapazwa neve triple C, ve triple C vari kuti dzimba dzakapazwa neve ZANU-PF.
Tine dambudziko ipapo mukomana Ntungamili. Dambudziko guru rekuti vanhu ve ZANU-PF kubva tichitanga kuita zvekuongorora zvematongerwo enyika handisati ndambonzwawo pavanoti paitika mhirizhonga voti aiwa apa tisu takonzeresa uye tine urombo nezvaitika. Handisati ndambonzwa vachidaro, asi mhirizhonga inenge yaitika, ende mhirizhonga tinenge tatoona kuti munhu wese anenge aona kuti vanenge vakonzeresa mhirizhonga apa ndeve ZANU-PF, uye tinotarisawo vari kusafa the most vanenge vari veopposition. Saka handifungi kuti veopposition vangaite zvinhu zvinoita kuti nhengo dzavo dzikuvare, nhengo dzavo dzife. Saka kunyange zvigunwe zvese zvakanongedzera kubato riri kutonga, asi nokuda kwekuti ivo ndo vakabata mapurisa, ndo vakabata nhepfenyuro inotepfenyura kuruzhinji, ndo vakabata zvizhinji zvinoita kuti vanhu vanzwe nyaya kuti nyaya ipi. Panogumisira poita sekunge pane makwikwi yatikati muchirungu ya contested narrative, makwikwi ekuti saka chokwadi ndechipi. Asi regai nditaure ndichidaiwo so, izvizvi zviri kuitika hazvivake nyika, nekuti nyika inovakwa kana vanhu vanenge varipo vari mukati mezvematongerwo enyika vachigona kumira pachokwadi pane zvinenge zvaitika. Kana pakanganisika vanhu votaiwa, ayo pane zvakanganisika zvinoda kuti zvigadziriswe. Asi pakaitika izvozvo zvatiri kuona zvekuti pakanganisika zveshuwa, pane mumwe atorasikirwa neupenyu. In fact, ndofuka pakutanga kwechirongwa matudza vakawanda varasikirwa neupenyu. Asi pongoramba pachingonzi VCCC ndo vakatokonzeresa, handifungi kuti zvinhu zvinovaka nyika izvozvo.
Thank you there, Professor Mukonza. Please do stay on the line. As I bring in my good friend, Difa Dube, he's a social commentator as well as a political analyst. Mwane duwahwachini.
Mwane duwahwachini.
Ai, tomuka mani. Kunchani kuhango yekazi gulu.
Ai, hangwe kazi gulu na kutopisa kufiwa. Tona titoka mbehuwa noga halilika.
Evalume. Ai, nangena utopisa kubula ya musi.
Ai, nasi tona kati heat wave. 30 degrees. Ai, this is horrible.
Evalume. All right, mwane du. Ai, ngine mukaniata ilanda nasi. Baba Dube, siyabona udlakela lapha elizweni kundaba zombusazwe, kubulawe uphaya uMoblessing Ali, ilunga le-CCC. Leli bandla lithi kubulawe njalo elinye ilunga lalo u-Edson Chinembiri ezengeza ngolwesibili. Ngolwesibili njalo kube lodlakela, kwatshiswa izindlu. Abezano bathi ngabe-CCC, abe-CCC bathi ngabezano. Sibone njalo sokubotshwa amalunga ePhalamenti awe-CCC, uSikhala lo Sithole abamiswe enkantolo namuhla. Ungathini kahle kahle ngalolu dlame, ngoba kulokwesabela lapha kwabanye ukuthi ilizwe lingaba selingena esimeni esibi impela sodlakela kuyiwa kukhetho luka-2023?
Kulusizi kakhulu baba uNkomo ukubona ilizwe lakithi leZimbabwe lisesimeni esifana nasena lesi esikhuluma ngaso namhlanje. Into enzima kakhulu ngelizwe lethu ngeyokuthi oqala ngabe siyilizwe leZimbabwe bekufanele ukuthi ngabe sike sizikhangele sibone ukuthi kathesi siphezulu kwezimo ezihlukeneyo ezihlanganela ama-sanctions, ezihlanganela lani, ezihlanganela lokhu. Kukhulunywa nje kabi even ngitsho la ku-South region yethu, amanye amazwe ehleli la ku-South Africa laphana abasikhangeli kahle kulezinto eziningi. Yingakho sesibona ukuthi kathesi abantu beZimbabwe bayaxotshwa kulezinto ezifana labodudula lani, konke khona lokhu kwenziwa ngenxa yokuthi isimo esikhangelana naso thina singabantu beZimbabwe, isimo asikho sihle kahle. Okuyinto ukuthi eqakatheke kakhulu ngalesi sikhathi kudingakala ubumbano, kudingakala ukubambana kwabantu, kudingakala ukuthi ilizwe lenelisi ukuthi libe lomhlahlandlela, libe lendlela yinye ekhangele phambili isiya ekuthuleni. Nxa kathesi sikhangela ukuthi siya kumnyaka ozayo kuyabe kulokhetho. Andivala ukuthi kufike ke lolu khetho kungakuhle ukuqalisa kathesi ukuthi sibone kusiba le mpawu zodlame ezinkulu kangaka, kutshengisela sobala ukuthi okusho ukuthi mhlawumbe ngaleso sikhathi sokhetho isimo sizadlulela kuloko ngamandla amakhulu kakhulu. Abaphathi noma ngithi omongameli bamabandla kudingakala ukuthi abake benze izinto ngeqiniso, njalo abake benze babe ngumzekeliso okwenza ukuthi abantu bayenelise ukubona, njalo abantu bayenelise ukufunda kibo ezinto ababesithi bayazenza noma izinto abazikhulumayo. Ngoba nxa sikhangela kathesi abanye ukuthi kuyabe kuqhutshekwa omunye ukhomba omunye ngomunye sithi hatshi ayisimi ngulo, hatshi ayisimi ngulo, akusoze kwasisa ndawo. Nxa sike sikhangela amazwe afana namazwe afana labo-Kenya, ngamazwe angama-examples lamazwe afana labo-South Africa, nxa kuyiwa kuma-elections abantu akula ama-discourse afana lanalawo ukuthi sigcina sesibona sekuyisavuka mpunzana, abantu bebulalana, abantu sekusiba lodlame olukhulu kangaka. Kanti asifundi ngani singabantu beZimbabwe ukuthi lathi ukhetho nxa lulukhetho ngolwabantu beZimbabwe. Umuntu nxa engumuntu weZimbabwe uvumelekile ukuthi athathe idecision yokuthi noma ufuna ukuthi avotele liphi iqembu, ule right yokukwenza kona lokhu ngenxa yokuthi uyi-citizen yalelo lizwe leZimbabwe. As umuntu eyi-citizen elizwe ule right to agree or to disagree even la ngomthetho oyabusenzwa kona lapho, asilocala kodwa imvumo yakhe engumntwana welizwe ukuthi ufanele akwenze kona lokho. So engingaboni ukuthi kungabe kulesidingo esikhulu kangaka esikaze senze ukuthi sicile sesibona sekusiba lomvukela ongaka abantu sebelimazana abantu bebulalana nje senze ukuthi abantu bebulalana. Sekusala abantwana bezintandane, sekusala abantwana bengasela abazali. Ngento ekuthi into elula engagwenywa, into eyenziwa yithi thina singabantu ukuthi kube ukuthi ekugcineni ugcina sokuba lokubulalana nokunje. Uhulumende onguye oyiphethe esidukwini akazama ukuthi aphindezele indlela ayenza ngayo izinto ukuthi kwenelise ukuthi kukhuzwe umkhosi lo usenzakala. Ngoba the more masivumela izinto ezinje ukuthi i-violence ilokhu iqhubekela phambili njalo abaphathi noma abaholi bamaqembu bengatshengisi ukuthi ukubambana ngesikhathi sokuthi kuyiwa kukhethwa kanje njalo bengakhuzi imihlolo yabo isenzakala, kuyabe kutshengisela ukuthi ilizwe liba divided more, kutshengisela okutsho ukuthi kuleta more problems elizweni lethu. Ngoba ama-problems esibhekane lawo even nxa singakhangela sithe political violence ilem eyabe izagcina isenza ukuthi ilizwe lethu lingabi esimeni esihle, ikakhulukazi nxa sesibona even nxa kungabe labanye abantu ama-investors abafuna ukubuya elizweni lethu nxa bebona izinto ezinje senzakala, akula muntu ozafisa ukuthi abuye elizweni elinjalo.
Ucingo lwakho belungani soluquma Dube, kodwa siqhubeke khonapho. Ukhuluma ngabaphathi ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi bakhuze abasekeli babo, kodwa sesizwile esikhathini esinengi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi abantu kabahlalisane kabatshiyane lodlakela. Sesimzwile layo iChamisa esikhathini esinengi ekhuza esithi ibandla lakhe ngelokuthula, ngakho abasekeli bakhe akumelanga baphatheke kundaba zodlakela. Kuyini abanye abangakwenza abaphathi ngaphandle kokukhuza nje?
Ngaphandle kokukhuza, okokuqala baba uNkomo, ilizwe lelizwe lilomthetho. Njengoba lilomthetho e-policing law, umthetho obopha ubugebenga owenzakalayo elizweni, umthetho obopha ubudlova obukhona busenzakala elizweni, umthetho lo awusebenzi ngokuqala lokho. Owesibili, ngike ngakhuluma ngathi asifundeni entweni eke yenzakala elizweni efana neKenya, okokuthi kuba kuhle kakhulu ukuthi noma bekhuza kanje labo abake babe ndawonye bake batshengisele i-solidarity ukuthi yes bangamazimbabweni with different political affiliations, kodwa-ke bengamazimbabweni with bela ama-political minds ahlukeneyo, kodwa abanye behlangane ukuyabe kuzamanyanisa abantu, ukuyabe kuzakwenza ukuthi abantu babe lomfela ndawonye iloba noma belama-political views ahlukeneyo noma belama-political parties ahlukeneyo, kodwa-ke kuzakwenza ukuthi abantu bayenelise ukubona ukuthi lapha kule solidarity. But as long as nxa kuloko kuqhubekela phambili kuloko kukhulunywa kuphela kungela abakutshengisayo ukuthi bona babambene, bona bamanyene, udlame luzaqhubekela phambili. Kodwa ukubambana kwabo kuzabe yinto enkulu kakhulu eyabiza kwenza ukuthi abantu babone ukuqakatheka kokuthi ukubambana kuyinto eqakatheke kangakanani. Kodwa as long as labo umunye ekhuluma ele eyedwa kuyabe kungatshengiseli i-solidification efana ukuthi bekhona phakathi kwesizwe sethu. So-ke kuyadingakala kakhulu ukuthi abantu nxa bengabona abakhokheli besenza njalo kuyapholisa kakhulu inhliziyo zabantu, njalo lokuqhubeka kukhonjalwa ngomunye omunye esithi le omunye esithi lo kuzakwenza ukuthi ukhombana nomunye lokana lakho kukwehle kube sezingeni eliphansi.
Siyabonga baba Dube, qhubeka usecingweni kwabasanda kusixhuma. Singumsakazo weStudio 7 nanjalo sikuhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Isiqokoqela salamhlanje ludaba lodlakela olukhanya soludlondlobala elizweni kulandela ukubulawa kwelunga le-TRCC uMo Blessing Ali. Abaningi besabela ukuthi lokhu kungaba kukhomba ukuthi hayi kukhetho luka-2023 kuza kuba kubi kakhulu. Siqhubekeke ngengxoxo yethu lamhlanje ndizokere kuna Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza. Manza Prof ndichivunza vadube kuti Tinombonza va mtungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa vachi shora mirishonga uyezve vachi kurudzira vanhu kuti vagare murunyararo uyezve vagarisane zvisinei nekuti munhu ndewe ZANU-PF kana ndewe Triple C kana ndewe ZAPU. Vachamisa takavanzwawo nemusi wechipiri vachitaura kwaMoblessing Ali uko vachiti aiwa bato rangu ibato rerunyararo hatidi zvemhirizhonga. And we have seen this over and over again. Vatungamiriri vemapato akasiyana-siyana vachishora mhirizhonga asi inoramba ichingoitika. Pogadzirwa sei ipapo?
Ichokwadi ichocho vankomo kuti tinonzwa vatungamiri vachitaura nerumwe rutivi asi vateedzeri vavo vachiita neimwe nzira isiri yataurwa nevatungamiri. Ini chandofunga kuti chinga dambudziko guru-guru nderekuti vatungamiri vedu vanenge vanotaura pajekerere zvakasiyana nezvavanotaura muchivanze. In other words, we have leaders who say the good things in public, but when they go into their closets with their followers and with their junior leaders, they speak a different language. Somebody once said, you know, particularly with ZANU-PF leaders, they use what is called an indicate left and turn right approach, where what they say in the public and what they do in practical terms are different. I'm singling out ZANU-PF because ZANU-PF controls all the levers of the state apparatus. They control the police, they control the army, they control the intelligence, and if they really want peace in Zimbabwe, peace will prevail. But we know that, as I've said earlier on, that a peaceful election, an election where people will be allowed to express their choices without intimidation, is not likely to lead to a ZANU-PF victory. And I'm sure in their heart of hearts, they know that truth. So they speak well because they know the international community will be watching. They also know that because of the social media, any talk of violence is likely to be captured and is likely to be shown to the world. So they will say, no, we don't want violence. We want people to live in peace. But when it comes to what obtains on the ground, it will be something else. Because what they will be telling their followers and their other leaders will be different from what they say in the public. Until such a point that our leaders, political leaders in Zimbabwe, are truthful and honest about this issue of nonviolence, we are not going to be seeing any peace. We are going to see an escalation of violence in the country, particularly when we get closer to election days. Leaders need to be truthful. Leaders need to say what they say in public, they also say it in private when they meet their supporters. That's the only way in which we can have peaceful situation. And also what has been suggested by my brother is also something that can also help, where President Mnangagwa and President Chamisa come together on a public platform and speak with one voice on issues of violence. I think that would also help.
Are these red flags, Professor, that the African Union and SADC must be taking seriously? And if so, what exactly can the two bodies do?
Indeed, there are red flags that reach now and continental bodies such as SADC and the African Union should take note of, because you see what surprises me is that these continental and regional bodies, they only wait until there's a catastrophe, until you have hundreds and hundreds of people dying. That's when they begin to speak. But when there's a single person or a few people dying, they continue to be silent. Yet these are telltale signs that must say if the situation is not attended to, we are likely to have an escalation towards the elections. What I think should be done is, I think particularly SADC, because Zimbabwe falls within the SADC region, SADC needs to be proactive and begin to speak against what is currently happening. The tensions that we can see over the past few days are not good signs for peace, are not good signs for an environment that where people can hold elections freely. Without fear, because you see what I've picked in the Zimbabwean situation, Mr. Nkomo, is that you see ZANU-PF will just do these seemingly small violent acts, but remember the psyche of the Zimbabwean people is such that they quickly remember what happened, for example, in 2008, and they begin to shy away from engaging in political activities. So even if it's one person that may have died, but it brings in memories that make people, fear to engage in political activities. So SADC must be awake to this reality that we find in one of its member countries.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Prof. And please do stay on the line. Ngingaka penduki kuwe baba Dube kahle ngithatha abalaleli lapha. Silo mlaleli ecingweni. Kunjani mlaleli?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ngiyabona nje ingathi liyathintalana bekukwazi ukuthi iPhone am say right manje felicitations.
All right, baba. Sikhuluma ngodaba lodlakela lamhlanje ukufuthelana konke okuselizweni. Ungathini ngokwenzakala?
Ya, into yobuhlungu lana esibhekane nayo ukuthi into zonke lezi ezenzakalayo asingeke sikufihle njalo. Leli bandla leli elibusayo yileli kwenza konke lokhu kubulawa kwabantu lokho ngesisuku. Njalo kubuhlungu kithi ngoba siyakubona konke lokhu. Akekho umuntu ophakamayo, akekho umuntu okhulumayo, most kubulawa opposition. Njalo into ekhona ukuthi i-opposition nayo ibe ne-strategy. Ingahlali nje kube isililo nje kuphela ngoba i-government le yiyo ekwenzayo. Minister of Police uzijulela akakhulumi lutho. Ubuhlungu kakhulu lokho kwenzakala. Akekho umuntu ophakama ukhuluma ukuthi hayi, let's stop this thing. Kumele masibhekane nama-elections. Kusazofa abantu vele, kusazofa abantu masingazange kwaba nomnyakazo omunye ongcono owenzakalayo.
Kungaba ngomnyakazo bani lo?
Umnyakazo okhona i-opposition nayo kumele ibe nabantu bakhona kwami, kumele iba labantu babo abalodlani, okungahlali kube kukhala kwabo kuzivikela okhona ku.
Hayi mlaleli, nxa uzokhuthaza ukuthi laba be-opposition baphindisele ilizwe, kuyazokuvuka impi phela lapho, into ezingayikhuthaziyo.
Kuvele kuyaliwa, kuvele kuyimpi, ngoba masivele sibhekane nama-elections kube nabantu abaphambi. So kumele kuhlale kugoqa izandla nje, kuthule zwizwi, bona kuyipho bephethe izikhali ezinzima. Bakwazi ukuthi namhlanje balande ubani, namhlanje balande ubani, wonke umuntu ophakamayo kumele landwe, uzogelela kuphi lokho kuthi.
Hayi siyabonga mlaleli ngokwena kuhlelo tho singayikhuthaza indaba yodlame siyabonga kakhulu.
Hayi siyabonga ujamela okhulumayo siyabonga kakhulu.
Limzwile umlaleli lapho umzwile umlaleli Dube ukhuluma kumbe ngahle ngithatha omunye njalo umlaleli lapha mtereri tinoku gamchira mshirongo.
Hello magadiko magadiko mkati mshauno.
Aiwa tinofara kana muchifara tiri kutaura nani apa
tinofara Mutana mfundisi Big Joe.
Mfundisi Big Joe, matibata muri kupi?
Tile muno kune Queenstown mfundisi Big Joe.
All right. Itipe wopfukwa dzenyu mfundisi, muri kuzviona sei zviri kuitika Zimbabwe?
Zvinotirwadza, zvinotirwadza. Ndimukomatana nokawande nai.
Aiwa ndiva nkomo, vawa ndemukoma wangu.
Ah, mukoma wande, muri sei mukoma wando, mukoma wande muri sei.
Ndati ndinoitwa vankomo, mukoma wande, imukoma wangu, vawande mukoma wangu, asi ari pachirongwa ndivankomo.
Mukoma wangombo, muri sei mukoma wangombo, aiwa tinofara kutaura nemukoma ngoma, zvinotirwadza pakuzoritwa nyika yeZimbabwe, zvinotirwadza maningi mukoma ngomo.
Saka yopedzwa sei mirishonga yacho nekuti tirikuona veZANU PF vari kuti ndeve Triple C, veTriple C vari kuti ndeve ZANU PF.
Aiwa vari kuita honzeriri yesei mukoma nkomo ndeve Triple C, ndeve ZANU PF. Then veZANU PF kana vachingwa chaizvozvo vari mubva vachola kuti ndeve Triple C vari kuita izvozvo, asi vari veZANU PF pachavo vari kuita izvozvo.
Saka yopedzwa sei mirishonga yacho.
Iri kupedzwa 2023 munhu wese kuvhota 2023 munhu singavhotere Triple C. Triple C ndiyo ichasunungura nyika yeZimbabwe kuti inzi New Zimbabwe Triple C. Triple C ndiyo ichaipa nyika yeZimbabwe rusununguko rwakaperera kumunhu wese ari mukati menyika yeZimbabwe mukoma ngomo.
Aiwa tinotenga mfundisi Big Joe nekupinda muchirongwa.
Tiroti Triple C ndiyo nechimuti. ZANU PF yapererwa, ZANU PF afana varungu, nguva yainetsa varungu vanonzi vana Smith waiwaiwa, ndiyo nguva yafana neritwa neZANU PF, ZANU PF yapererwa. Saka tiri kutaura kuti ichiti isusu 2023 munhu wese ngaavhote asarudze kuzvitonga kwakaperera kusina utsvanyiriri. Atoda nemufundisi Big Joe ari muno mudunhu reQueenstown, ndopindiri panapa apa. Tinoemba kuti 2023 zvese zvichapera zvosvika pagwara rakanaka.
Aiwa tinotenda mfundisi nekupinda muchirongwa.
Tinotenda mukoma nkomo, tinotenda mwoyo nezuva rakanaka mukoma nkomo.
Mwoyo nezuva rakanaka.
Yaita kuzvitonga kuzere pari zvino nyika iri kufana senyika iri mukati meruoko rwarungu neudurutsvanyiro ruri mukati menyika yeZimbabwe.
Aiwa tinotenda. Tinotenda zvikuru mfundisi Big Joe uyakhuluma lapho mnumzana Dube bayakhuluma balaleli lapha kukhulume umlaleli wakuqala mbona umzwile uthabe Triple C labo kababe leqembe lizaphindisela ngohlakela okuyinto esingayikhuthaziyo khonapha kwistudio 7 ngoba udlakela wetha ngolokuphindisela kumbe ngolwama-aggressors silukhuthazi thina sikhuthaza ukuthula ungathini ubazwile abalaleli ungathini ngaba ukhulumayo
abalaleli ngibazwile babunkomo kodwa ke esingakutsho ukuthi njengoba sidlakela asilugqugquzele njengoba singaluqhuqhuzela udlakela ukuthi bezondile abantu bengazonda babonkomo bayakhuluma nanoma yikuyini sebefisa ukuthi bakhulume okuyinto ukuthi kodwa-ke njengoba sitho ukuthi udlakela into engalunganga ngoba nxa sithi siyakhangela ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe ilizwe already eliguqwe ngamadolo elidinga
i-connection yethu lapho Dube inethiwekhi iyahlupha sakuzwa kuhle angazi kumbe ungazama ukumuva lapho khona kwenye indawo we are having
izinto ezininga kakhulu phezulu kwalo ingakho abantu kufanele ukuthi sikakhulu phakathi ngoba udlame luyahlupha
We are having sound issues. Lobabu Dube, lapho kodwa sizazama ukuxhumana la njalo. Ndizoke kwamuri Prof Manzo abatereri bari kutaura. Pane mumwe ari kuti veTriple C ngava itewo zvemhirizhonga. Chinova chinhu chatisingakurudziri pano pa Studio 7.
Hongu ndamunzwa mutereri iyeye. Ishungu dzinoita kuti vatereri vataure nenzira iyoyo. Nekuti vari kuona zviri kuitika uye vachinzwa kurwadziwa sekutaura kwandaita pane dzimwe nguva zvinotongooneka kuti mhirizhonga iyi iri kubva kudivi reZANU-PF ndo iri kuita kana kuti iri kukonzereswa nebazi rimwe rehurumende ende hurumende iripo iri kutonga neZANU-PF saka vateereri vanenge vachiona vachinzwa kurwadziwa ndo saka vachizounza pfungwa dzakaita saidzodzo pachirongwa asi sekutaura kwamaita miri kuti tikurudzire veTriple C kuti vadzosere zvakaoma nokuda kwekuti akabata mapurisa pari zvino hurumende iri hurumende yeZANU-PF akabata masoja ihurumende zvakare iri hurumende yeZANU-PF akabata vasori yatikati pachirungu intelligence ihurumende iri hurumende yeZANU-PF saka tikada kuti veTriple C ngavaite zvekudzosera vaitewo twavo tumabato tunorwisa tinoziva zvinoitika nhoroondo yenyika yeZimbabwe inotiudza kuti chii chinoitika kana mukangoda kuita semunodzosera veZANU-PF vanobva vawana pekuwanda napo chaipo vobva vatowedzera zvonzi aiwa ndovakatitanga takaona zvakaitika kuchitungwiza iwo mazuva apfuura kuti tingati hedu hatsva zvanyatsobuda pachena kuti akanyatsopisa ndeupi asi tinotoona kuti raakumhanywa naro neZANU-PF nderekuti veTriple C ndo vari kukonzera mhirizhonga saka izvozvo zvinosiya bato reTriple C riri pari mananzombe ngapatsvagwe dzimwe nzira dzekungoramba tichitseketudza vachingotseketudza kusvika vawana kuti dariro kana playing field yaita level kana haisina violence.
Aiwa tinotenda Prof. Let me bring in Ubabu Dube njalo. Ngiyazi Dube usemgwaqweni lapho, I'm sure iko i-network ingani iyaxeka. Ubusakhuluma kodwa ngilombuzo lapho enke ngawubuza uBabu Mkonza ukuthi i-AU leSadak zilomlando bani kukho konke okwenza okwenzakala eZimbabwe zingenzani kahle kahle
i-AU babunkomo leSadak ngabazali bawo wonke amazwe wonke amazwe ase-Afrika la wonke amazwe aseSadak iSadak ingumama noma ngithi ingubaba wethu sonke esikuSadak region i-AU ingubaba wethu sonke i-Afrika yonke kuqakathekile ukuthi indlela abafanele ukuthi baphathe ngayo izinto itshengiseleke ekakhulu nxa ukuthi izinto ngazenzima njengesimo ilizwe leZimbabwe eselifuna ukuthi lingathi liyacwila kiso isimo esingekho sihle isimo sokubona kusiba labantu ababulalanayo bebulalelana ngokungavumelani kwezopolitiki umsebenzi we-AU ngeyokuthi ihlale phansi ibe iyenelise ukuthola indlela engaqondisa zonke lezi zigwegwe ukuthi abantu bengaphilisana njani kuhle kungela ndlela yokuthi babulalane abantu ngokufana leSadak. ISadak yona isenza umsebenzi ofanayo kodwa-ke yona layo ingaphansi kwe-AU. Kodwa-ke iSadak ilamandla amaningi kakhulu njalo nxa sesibuya emazweni la amalutshwana angaphansi kogatsha lweSadak ukuthi iyenelisa ukuthi izinto ezifana lazina lezi bathumele i-delegation yabo ukuthi ayihambe iyehlala phansi iyexoxisana labo ngoba into ekhona ngeyokuthi iproblem ekhona yabikhona eZimbabwe
njengoba iZimbabwe lilizwe elikhona ku-South Africa iya affecta amanye amazwe la khona ku-South Africa ngoba nxa ukuthi isimo singahlalisekanga kule Zimbabwe abantu bayabaleka bahamba bayaphephela kwamanye amazwe afana naboBotswana ale economy mhlambe engathi iyandlondlobala ngcono okuyabe sekuyinto eyabe sifaka isisindo noma eyabe sifaka ubunzima kulelo lizwe yingakho qakathekile ukuthi iSouth Africa ayisukume nxa ibona ukuthi izinto ziyonakala abasukume bengaze belinde ukuthi kuze kube yimpi esiqina sesibona sekuyi-Ukraine labo Russia sekuyimpi enzima kanjalo ukuthi lapho bazaqala khona ukuthi bangenele bakwenze kube ngumlando ngaleso sikhathi kodwa-ke ukuthi babe ngumlamulankunzi ngaso sona lesi sikhathi izinto zasenje ngoba already njengoba sikhuluma sinje akufanelanga ukuthi abantu bayafa befera izinto zepolitiki i-AU leSouth Africa ayithathe indima yayo eyiyo eyaqotshelwa yona bona ukuthi izinto ezenzakalayo within the South Africa region zihamba ngendlela eqondileyo izinto ezenzakala within i-African Union i-Africa yonke zihamba ngendlela eqondileyo njalo so abakwenze njengalokho abavela bakuvumelana nxa besetapa analama organizations ukuthi aza kwenzani njalo aza ncedisa ngapi ukwenzela ukuthi i-Africa noma i-South Africa region ibe lokuthula ngoba zafakwa kungezizathu zokuthi kufunakala ukuthula within our region so kodwa-ke nxa kuukuthi ukuthula kokhona bebona ukuthi nangu kuyonakala kuwukuthi abasakwenzi kuyabe sekuyinto ehlasimulisa umzimba kakhulu ngoba asazi ukuthi bazajika kusasa bazathi bangabazali abanjani bangama-guidance anjani awe-region athi nxa bebona kusonakala bavele nje bathatha ikhanda balifake phakathi kokhwapha ngathi engathi ngufudo okuyinto engalunganga okuyinto embi kakhulu into efunakala kufunakala ukuthula kufunakala ukuthi njalo bakwenze kube yinto engena ezinhliziyweni zabantu abantu bakuzwisise ukuthi ukungavumelani ngezopolitiki akulona icala noma ningabe ungubhuti nomnawake ukungavumelani ngezopolitiki akulona icala abantu abakufake ezinhliziyweni zabo lokuyana nxa kunje babunkomoni ungumakhelwane wami mina nxa sesivuka sisicabana sicabanele kwezepolitiki kuzasizani ngoba kusasa ma ngivuka mina angisakhulumisi wena usangikhulumisi sicabana ngenxa yokuthi sizona ngenxa yokuthi wena usapota lephi iqembu o mina ngisapota lephi iqembu okucina kusenza ukuthi kube nodlame phakathi kwethu kucina sesibulalana kodwa-ke kusasa nxa usiba lo hlupho ubuya njalo kimi ngingumakhelwane wakho uzothi hawu babadube ngicela unikisa ukude babadube ngicela ungibambe ngalokhu nalokho kodwa-ke nxa kukuthi singakwanisi ukuthi lezi nto lezi sizigweme kusase masinyane kanje kuza kwenza ukuthi uhlale sonke isikhathi ukuhlupha kodwa-ke iSouth Africa ayisukume yenze umsebenzi wayo ngendlela efaneleyo iSouth Africa ayisukume itshengisele ubuholi bayo within iSouth Africa region yethu
aha siyabonga lapho Dube siyazi kulombuthano lo abathi ngowe Pollard lapho uMongameli Mnangagwa ahlangana khona laba mabandla amancane aphikisayo wona lo mbuthano kule ndimo ongayidlala yini kudaba lodlakela lolo kumbe yinto nje njengoba sibona ihlalisolwa ngabaningi ukuthi ngokunguma istandard nje sabunja izano PF isenzela ukuthi ithole ilegitimacy abantu babona ngani yakhulumisana laba mabandla aphikisayo
Pollard under normal circumstances babunkomo bekufanele ukuthi kube kuthi kathesi njengoba sikhuluma kanje kube kuthi asikhulumi ngisho langeSouth Africa ngabe asikhulumi ngisho even ngokuthi kufanele ukuthi kuyiwela ku-AU bekufanele ukuthi thina nje singabantu beZimbabwe even njengoba kuyi-organization ye-Pollard kanje eyabe ihlanganyela amanye ama-political players kiyo bekufanele ukuthi ngabe siyenelisa ukuthi sizilungise sisodwa kungaze kudinge ukuthi siye kumakhelwane size siyedinga ukuthi bayesilamula kukathi thina siyenelisa ukuzilamula thina ngokwethu siphakathi komuzi kodwa-ke ngendlela yokuthi kule mibandela eminingi eyenza abantu abaningi bathandabuze ukuthi kule ukhona okungenziwa yiPollard njalo abanye bakhona uthole ukuthi mhlawumbe kwesinye isikhathi balelinye ibandla iloba bengabe bekungama-certain political parties babe kuwukuthi mhlawumbe kuleyinye indlela kule manye ama-political parties abasapotayo ngoba nxa kuwukuthi uphakathi kwe-organization efana naleyo i-organization efana kube ngumlamulankunzi akufanelanga ukuthi ube kuwukuthi ulempawu ezitshengiselayo ukuthi wena kulelinye isayidi olithathayo once wabe le sayidi olithathayo noma ofuna ukuthi lukhulume ngcono noma uyalincoma noma awulincomi ekugcineni sekucela sokusenza ukuthi kube le commotion eningakhulu ngoba akusela umuntu osiza kulalela ngenxa yokuthi into oyabuyisa ikhuluma usutshengizele emgceke ukuthi wena wena usupport abantu kaze kufana nomuntu ethi nxa ethola abantu besilwa bebabili afika athi hayi ngiyalilamula kodwa kulamula kwakhona uyabamba lo munye umuntu lo ambambe azambambele ezandla ukuthi kodwa lo induku zimnethe lapha ebusweni egcine sechayiwe kukati unxa usithi uyalamula ngela phakathi kwabantu ungabambi umuntu izandla kodwa ke uyenelise ukuthi kube uvule indlela eqondileyo ukuthi hayi bantu yekelani lokho elikwenzayo i-political violence babunkomo into le ingabe ukuthi akuyenzakala bekudingakala ukuthi ngitsho labo mabona kude abakwenze ukuthi kuhlale njalo nje kuphuma ama-advert abaholi begqugquzela ukuthi into le yayiphele ngoba eqinisweni i-politics ikhona kodwa i-politics will always come and go nxa ibuya iphinde ihambe silamanye ama-politicians esiwaziyo abangaseko ngitsho laku-politics kathesi kodwa zibuze ukuthi nxa kukuthi wena walwa lo makhelwane wakho wamgamula inyawo wambulala kathesi umuntu lo elalimlwela akaseko njalo laku-political arena kodwa lina kathesi lisala lokho lisakhangelane lingabantu asiyeneliseni ukuthi nxa singabantu sihlukanise ubuntu sihlukanise le-politics i-politics abantu mahlayana abayitshele kuma-politicians nxa kufika ukuthi kulesikhathi bona into abavumela kiyo abahambe ku-ballot box behambe befaka kuqala lapho ababona ukuthi kufanele khona abangakukhethelwanga ngomunye umuntu njalo abangakufostelwanga ngomunye umuntu ukuthi bahambe bayivotela lapho kuza kwenza ukuthi abantu babe bayehlise amaphaphu ngoba akufanele ukuthi ngabe kathesi sithi sikhangelane lesimo sokuthi kuya kukhetho kube kuthi kathesi abantu sebephakaisa amaphaphu ukuthi abantu sesicabanga ukuthi hayi sekuqasa ukufiwa akusela muntu othemba omunye kanti and nxa sithi siyakhangela kathesi
qamukile njalo ucingo luka babudube lapho kodwa ungasenani ubesa khuluma ke ngodaba lodlakela silethemba uza phanga phenduke emsakazweni ubabudube ndizokere kwa muri prof as we wrap up the show we have about 7 minutes remaining on the clock let's end the show with bread and butter issues. Life has become unbearable in Zimbabwe. Things are very expensive. What's the end game, really?
Yeah, I think we have. I think it's a very sad state of affairs in Zimbabwe. You know, life has become unbearable. I was saying to somebody, the biggest opposition to the current ruling party and to the current government is the economy more than anything else. Because if you look at it, even if somebody wanted to support ZANU-PF, let's take it that way. How do you continue to support a government that you know makes you live a miserable life? I mean, look at the salaries of civil servants, for example. I saw the list that came out of how much people were earning from teachers to those in police, those in army, and so forth. Those are miserable, you know, salaries, and I think. These public servants are not happy at all. And remember, they are not alone because they support others in the rural areas. And you know, so it's a sad state of affairs. That's why you then find government resorting to the use of violence because it knows that it has failed to deal with bread and butter issues, you know, that affect the common men in the street. If they had managed to ensure that life in Zimbabwe is good, I don't think they would have as much sleepless nights, and they've had to employ, you know, unorthodox tactics such as the use of violence to remain in power.
Let me bring in Ubaba Dube usephendukile. Mr. Dube talking about the unbearable economic situation in Zimbabwe. every week the Zimbabwean dollar is being devalued by the government on the official exchange rate. Again, on the parallel market, I think the rate is between 500 and 700 to the US dollar. On the official market, I think it's 335, 38 thereabout. That simply means prices are constantly going up. Have we reached a point of no return in this economic situation?
I think currently the situation that we're facing right now, it's a kind of a dire situation in Zimbabwe regarding as far as economical meltdown is concerned. For us as Zimbabweans, the main problem is we are consumers. We are not producing anything that will really back, you know, which could be the backbone of our currency. Because irregardless, we can print millions and millions. We can print a lot of money, but that will never resolve anything that we are currently facing in Zimbabwe. So the crucial part of it is, to govern everything accordingly and to do things in a normal way. As long as we are not producing anything which could be exported or which could be, and we are not importing anything, that will continuously destroy our economy. Our economy to continue melting down.
Kwenziweni phodube ngoba abanye bathi ngcono kulahlwa izimdola kusetshenziswa i-US dollar uhulumende uthi ngeke idola leZimbabwe kaliyindawo. What's the best way forward? Kwenziwe
idola lelizwe lethu aliyindawo siyavuma, but what is the problem ekhona i-reality esiyikhangeleyo sonkeni ukuthi irregardless we can say we are very proud of our currency, siyafuna sibili ukuthi wonke umuntu abekwazi ukuthi i-currency ngeyethu. Kodwa-ke still izinto eziningi even u-government ngokwake we have seen izinto zitshintshwa ama-prices zisetshenziswa against US dollar. Ngoba even nxa siyakhangela ama-school fees kathesi they are pegged ukuthi you can still pay ama-bonds. But it's bond equivalent to US dollar. So meaning which those prices actually fluctuate every time. It's not like a fixed price that you can say, forget a price this term, it will stay like that. There's a possibility that you can pay today. Now would ERTGS compared to US dollar today is 1:500. Tomorrow that could change. And that could be tomorrow in 1:700. So meaning tomorrow now use opataloxasa, that's a different a different amount of money. And always ukuthi kungabile stability kuyo yonke into eyabisenziwa, njalo kungabile proper budget eyabisenziwa even ngama-civil servants aholayo ayiwo ahola ama-RTGS. So into ekhona edingakalayo ngeyokuthi akube ngibona ingathi abakwenze kube on temporal basis ukuthi let's put hold imali yethu leyi we know we are proud of it. Asibekeni kancane sike siyimise kancane, sitholeni enye imali, whether we are adopting South African rand or we are adopting US dollar, then we can adopt that money until izinto sizesibona ukuthi i-economy yeZimbabwe everything is now stable, then we can go back to our currency.
Prof Tichivara Chirongwa, 45 seconds. Point was say apa tora sayre zimdola.
Ndinotendera navadhuve kuti pane zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Vanoita zveupfumi vanoti my fundamentals of economics are not right. Saka zvazviri kutoda kutombosiya zimdola, totombotora mari yekunze, ingava yekuAmerica, ingava yekuSouth Africa, nekuti ine udzamu yaka ine stability, tomboishandisa. Takaona 2009 kusvika 2013 takaona zvakaitika paka adoptwa US dollar, zvinhu zvakambo stabilize. Tadi kungoita saizvozvo tichigadzisa zvinhu zvedu.
Mm-hmm. On that note, I'd like to thank our guest. That's my good friend, Mr. Difa Dube, a social and political analyst based in England, as well as Professor Ricky Munyarazi Mukonza, based in South Africa. Thank you so very much, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Ngoma.
Siyabonga lathi ubaba Dube lapho ilo baba uMkonza uprofessor bekukuhle ukuba lani kuhlelo bakwethu kwanga kwakanaka zvachose kuva nemi muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Let's make another date next Friday here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Good night, Zimbabwe.